everyone, how you doing? It's Peter here, and it's time for episode 77 of the PDG Advertising Podcast. And on this podcast, what we do is we help you promote your business, make better advertising decisions, and learn in a community. And just before you get into it, if you like this episode, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would share, like, review, even comment with your own marketing question or questions, and we'll be really happy to answer it here on the podcast. So it's always traditional for me to do, it's been a while actually since I have done an episode of the PDG Advertising Podcast, and a bunch has happened. I think I always say this, a bunch has happened since the last time that we spoke. We're currently, it's the 31st of March 2024, and we are moving into April. We're moving into the 1st of April, April Fool's Day tomorrow, and it is actually Easter Sunday today, and we're looking forward to Easter Monday tomorrow. It's a beautiful day here in Belfast, and it's a real pleasure to be talking to you on the PDG Advertising Podcast. It's been a really great start to the year, really great first quarter. I feel like we've been doing a lot of work to figure out our processes and the things that we need to do to make our business really, really good. We've had some really cool clients come on board, some that I just didn't ever think we would be ever talking to, and I'm so happy about that. We've also developed some really great relationships with some local people in the Portadown area, and up in Belfast as well. So I feel like we're interacting and integrating with people a little bit better. I've just taken on a new team member, Rachel. She's doing really, really well. Really appreciate her work with us so far. Just really nice to see that we have such amazing digital advertising talent here in Northern Ireland. And my dream has always been to build that, you know, super team of digital advertising experts. And I feel like we've made one step further towards that now, which is really, really good. We've also, our current team, we've just passed the year mark with Becky, and she's done really well in the last year. She's been rocking our clients with some incredible results and analytics and really smart adverts to get in front of people and get them to take action. So I'm really pleased with that. And look, we'll also be looking for our next advertiser and our next marketer out there. So keep your ears peeled, keep your eyes peeled, whatever. Keep an eye on our socials to see our next job advertised. We've got a lot of work to do at the moment. We don't want to scale too quickly. We're taking our time with it, but every hire is really crucial for us. So we're really looking forward to seeing where that takes us. I must mention as well, I was talking about, you know, the different relationships that we're building up. Some have been really, really great, and I have to mention them. Saito in Portadown, I don't know why I got in touch with them or how I got in touch with them, but I ended up speaking to someone really good, Kirsty in Saito, who took some time to understand the business and ended up suggesting that we get some help with some mentoring. And weirdly, that then brought me back in touch with someone from a past life of mine in a big outsourcing center in Belfast, a lady called Helen Todd. Good friend of mine. Weirdly, just sometimes in business, the stars kind of align. You get connected with people that you really want to be. And I was just telling some people close to me that, you know, I've seen Helen doing a lot of stuff online since we worked together. And
always would have wanted to work with her again, but never could have. We wouldn't have been able to afford that in the business at the time. And being paired up with that mentoring support with Helen is awesome. So we'll see how that plays out over the next while, but we're super excited about that. And then also, Kirsty put us in touch with Cara Dallet, who is CEO of Cido, and she was really, really helpful in talking through what options are available for us in terms of, you know, structuring our business and building relationships through the borough, through the ABC council area. So I think that's really cool. I think businesses is about relationships, and us working to build those up has been really important for me, and will be very important for the team in the coming months and years. So thought I would give a bit of a mention to that. That's it. That's what's going on at the moment at PDG. Coming up, we've got some questions that we're going to answer, and maybe give you a little bit of insight into how we would do some things at PDG Advertising in terms of digital marketing. We have a question. Our next section is a question. So we're going to do more of these, like a Q&A of, you know, questions that we get asked quite regularly. And this question is something that I and my team, and I reckon all digital advertisers, get asked on a daily basis. And it is, what is the best email marketing software for my business? And it shocks me every day that I wake up that email marketing, I mean, you know the way that you've seen Bebo come and go, and you've seen Snapchat rise and fall. You've seen Facebook to some extent rise and fall and rise again a little bit recently. You've seen Instagram become popular, and you've seen TikTok become a mammoth of attention and, you know, attention on our screens and on our phones. And yet email has been the one thing that has been consistent throughout the 20 years that I've been doing this. And it's just quite incredible that it is still a thing that is so powerful in converting people to sales. You know, you don't get any new sales from email. I'll rephrase that. You don't get any new emails from email. You can't create more emails really from your email marketing database. You have to use, you know, another platform or another method to get emails into your funnel. But when they're in there, when they're actually in there as an email, that's the place that you can then push people over the edge of buying something or taking the action that you want them to do. And you know, the question, what is the best email marketing software? There's so many different platforms out there. You know, there's probably thousands of different platforms out there. I really believe that, you know, all of them are quite similar. Some have more strengths than others. And in order to figure out, you know, what the best one for your business is, you have to think through a number of different factors. But I would hope with our, you know, I send out about 500,000 emails on a weekly basis for our customers across a number of different platforms. Different customers have different platforms. Some we'll have suggested, some they'll have had before us, and it's just a lot of different types of platforms, but they all basically do the same thing, to send an email out to someone. And look, in order to advise on what the best platform is, we have to ask, you know, what's your business about? What's it like? And I've tried to break this down into three different tiers of platform. So if you're a small business, or you're a medium-sized business, or a large enterprise, you've got different needs at each of those stages. So let's say you are a very small business and you're just starting off in your business or in advertising or not, you know, you don't necessarily need a Salesforce email marketing system or a HubSpot email marketing system or Marketo email marketing system. You won't need that, and those will cost in excess of, you know, maybe a couple of thousand dollars every month for you to actually own those. So you'll want something that's a bit more low cost. And let's start with the small business. My suggestion and my and full disclosure, we are a partner of this platform, but it's because it's one of the most easy to use. So MailChimp is 100% my suggestion for if you're just starting out. And there's a couple of reasons. One, it's really easy to use. It's, you know, very simple. It's drag and drop. And if you could use Facebook or you could use Instagram or TikTok, I'll bet you could use MailChimp for your advertising efforts. And the second reason is it's super cheap. So I'm nearly sure it's free for 1,000 email addresses. That might not be the case anymore, but even if it's not, the most you're going to pay for up to about 1,000 emails is around $25 or so. And that 1,000 emails is an important number. When I say for 1,000 emails, I mean the amount of people you have in your contact database. And you know, it's amazing. So many people that we speak to, customers, are not actively trying to get people into their email database. And that's where your fortune lies. That's where your business really is, because being able to sell to them again, you know, get that repeat business is really, really important. So the size of that list matters whenever you're thinking about what email platform to use. Now, that's the small business or the starter. There's a little bit of a caveat here. Even if you're a small business, if you are, let's say, an e-commerce business, so you sell things online, and when I say things, I mean objects, and perhaps you use Shopify as a platform, I would suggest that you look into Klaviyo. And the reason for that is Klaviyo has a really cool integration with Shopify, and it works really, really seamlessly. Whenever you're a business that's working with, you know, multiple sales per day, then Klaviyo just feels like it makes things easier. It's a little bit more complicated than MailChimp, but if you've got an e-commerce store and you're working with something like Shopify and you can use it, I'm sure that you can use Klaviyo as well. I'd be really confident that you could, actually, and it gives you a little bit more ability. Don't worry about it. If you want to use MailChimp, that'll be fine too if you're starting off. And again, MailChimp has the real building blocks of success on there, where, you know, it's really easy to use, uploading files, automations, all of that is really simple and easy to use. Now, when you then evolve to being a bigger business, and by a bigger business, I would say maybe someone with more than 10,000 contacts in their email list. And it might not be, it might be 5,000, but it's more than, you're more than a beginner, and you've got a lot of data in your system, and you've got customers in there and all of that good stuff. Whenever you move to that level, or you're already a medium-sized business with, you know, a lot of different customers and a lot of data, it's at that point that you start to look to other platforms rather than MailChimp for a couple of reasons. One, as you scale up in MailChimp with the amount of users that you've got, it gets quite expensive and gets quite pricey. So my suggestion is then thinking about another platform that's maybe a little bit more cost effective. The analytics that you can get from MailChimp, they're a little bit limited. They're a little bit simplistic. You're not getting a very perfect interface on there for analytics. So you may wish to move up to, you know, something like ActiveCampaign or Keep by Infusionsoft or possibly another platform. Now, if you are an e-commerce company, if you're working on selling stuff online, I don't see any difference between the small business Klaviyo and larger business Klaviyo. I think both of them are effective. So what I'm talking about previously is more if you're like a SaaS company or, your local company or you're something that doesn't particularly sell e-commerce things online, but if you are e-commerce, I'd be suggesting probably the Shopify Klaviyo combination. And the reason for that is just because you will get more data from the platforms, and you likely be able to make better decisions in terms of what you're doing. I see it whenever customers are small and they want to get the message out there. A MailChimp is absolutely adequate. When you're a lot bigger, you end up wanting to understand the data a whole bunch more, and that means that you need a system that you're able to interrogate the data, and that, you know, is where you then look to Active Campaigns, Infusionsofts, Keeps, and things like that. Also, there's a little bit of economy of scale whenever you go to one of those platforms, as opposed to MailChimp, which does get quite pricey whenever you add more contacts into the system. Well, one point, though, is really important, checking out the pricing whenever you start, so that you know whenever you're going to grow to a certain level, what that cost is going to be. And all of the platforms have a good pricing section on them. There's another good tip here, I think. The email platforms are really good at customer support. I don't know why, but out of all the different platforms, if you go to MailChimp or if you go to Klaviyo or Brevo or Constant Contact or any of those platforms, OmniSend, they're really good at coming back to you with good advice. So if you need to ask a question about their packages or what you need, doing a little chat on their system or sending them an email, which they should be good at getting back to, will usually yield results and give you better clarity on what system that you need. And the last category of customer is the much, much larger ones. If you have Plus, we're working with a company that is well over 500,000 emails in their system, and they use Klaviyo. But I think at a certain point now, we will be moving to a different supplier. And those suppliers are ones like Salesforce or Marketo or one of those much, much larger platforms. Whenever you start to think about that, that's a much, much different game. But again, at that level, you're paying a much, much higher fee per month, and it's likely to be plus, you know, $2,000 per month or so for the ability to send out that volume of emails. So the likelihood is that you'd be trying to get a full team around you, a full email marketing team, and an agency perhaps to help you to run this. But certainly you will be calling up these companies and talking to them and getting them to pitch what they can do for you. So as you go up through the tiers, the smaller ones, you know, MailChimp, Klaviyo, good, medium size, you've got other ones like Active Campaign, Keep, Infusionsoft, and those different types of ones, Klaviyo as well. And then as you, they're all of below medium and small companies, you're pretty much self-service. But when you get up into the enterprise level, that's whenever you need to really engage with the platform and understand, you know, what they're going to do for you. Hope that's given you a bit of an idea on my thinking, at least on, you know, the email marketing platforms that I would choose if I was, you know, someone in one of those sizes of business. So we're in the Q&A mode today, and I want to answer another question that we get asked a lot here at PDG Advertising, and that is, what paid platforms are best for me to advertise on? And the person here is asking, where do I spend my money? How do I make sure and get the best return? How do I make sure and get to the right people? And look, across any given week, PDG Advertising will spend about $80,000 on about 4 to 5 different advertising platforms. Not on PDG Advertising, across our different customers. And those platforms will be Google Ads, Meta Ads, which includes Facebook and Instagram, TikTok Advertising, LinkedIn, and Microsoft Ads. So we will spend on all of these platforms on behalf of our customers, and our customers range from e-commerce, SaaS, travel, hospitality, health, education, And we will put adverse notice. So you would think that we would be reasonably well qualified to answer what the best platform is, but it's quite a reasonably simple answer for me. There is no best platform. There's no one silver bullet here on terms of what platform to choose. The key is actually engaging with the customers on the platforms that they are on. So the onus really is on the business owner and the marketer to think, what platforms are my customers on? And if I was to give you an example of, you know, the a restaurant, let's just say a restaurant, and it's in a town, and there's other restaurants in that town. Now, unless you have a complete monopoly over that town, and you're the only restaurant in there and the only place that people can go, people are going to be searching online on Google and Microsoft, where is the best place to eat in town on Saturday night? And if I'm a restaurant owner, I want to be there. I want to be there number one on that Google search or Microsoft search. And all we need to do to be there on that search is to create a Google advert. And if it's as simple as that, then that's what we should do. So, and it's hard to think of any business that people don't Google about, which is really easy to do. So in the same way, those customers that are searching on Google, they're also, these days, people use Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook to a lesser degree to search in the search box and say, top 10 restaurants in Belfast, in London, in Dublin, in Cardiff, in Newcastle, in Bangkok, in Shanghai, in wherever. And if you're not there, if you're not one of those top restaurants, or you haven't created some content that says that you're one of the best restaurants in that area, then your competitors will have, and you will not get that piece of business. So the idea is, you know, being on there with some level of content that catches people whenever they make those searches is really important. And also, the people that are searching for those things on those platforms, they're on those platforms, and while they're browsing about cats, or looking for cats and people, looking at people being engaged and all of those different things that you see, people tracking their run, while people are browsing on the social platforms, they're a captive audience for us to get in front of and for us to, you know, interact with on those adverts. So if you're a restaurant, what platforms? Well, my customers are Googling us, and my customers are browsing on TikTok and Meta, Facebook and Instagram. So that's where I would be putting my dollars and putting my money in there, and it wouldn't be wasted. With time and patience, you would evolve the adverts and figure out what, you know, works best there. But there is no silver bullet answer, you know, for what platform is the best. It really takes a second to sit back and say, you know, where are my customers and what is the best way for me to interact with them? And usually, you know, the best person to think that one through is the business owner, because they know their customers better than any marketeer can whenever they come in. Certainly, though, it is the marketer's job to work that out with the customer and understand who they are looking for and how they are searching the internet. So hopefully that gives you some idea as to what my thinking is on what the best platform is to advertise on. Everyone, I thought I would share some success from a recent SaaS. Bit difficult to say when you have a bit of a lisp like I do, but software as a service. So we have been working recently with a very, very well-known cloud hosting provider. And this company is based in Finland, and they are completely global. They provide to all areas of the globe. And they came to us with a problem, and the problem was our Google ads are not getting the results that we want. We're putting a lot of money in them, and we're getting a lot of low quality leads, and we're finding it difficult to control our spending and to effectively get the returns that we want for them. So, and this customer is really great free trial, and they just want people to take the free trial because they know whenever someone who's genuinely interested in what they have, if they take the free trial, then they will convert into a customer. So what I did was I what we did was we took a step back and we audited what they were doing, and basically all they were doing on Google was putting all of their budget into one or two campaigns that were worldwide. And that was an immediate red flag to me, because I thought, you know, I know that whenever you do a worldwide campaign, it crosses so many different borders and languages that, you know, it's impossible for the algorithm to pick out the best quality customers that are likely to convert. And it means that the algorithm, it's just impossible for the algorithm to be able to pick out the right people. So also, you can't control it whenever you do that. You can't, if you see that things are going really well in the UK, you can't, you know, put more budget into that. If you see things going really well in the US or in Finland, you can't put the spend in more where you see things are going well. That's a real pillar of what I do with customers and what we do with customers. We look at what's going well and we put more money and more effort and more time into that, and we kill off what's not working, or optimize if it's something that we know we need to do more testing on. But with their current, with their setup, just weren't able to do that. Also, they hadn't broken down their adverts by product, sending everybody to the homepage. And that was just not giving people the best interaction or the best customer journey. So in comes PDG. We completely revamp and redo their ads. Instead of, you know, one or two campaigns, we created something like 42 different campaigns for across the world, very large customer, and segmented by product and by language. And we started seeing real results. So not only segmenting by product, by language, but, you know, guiding people to the right place in order for them to convert. Customers saw massive increase in the quality of the leads, but also in the volume of the leads, because we were using the platform in the right way. So I was really excited by that, and I just wanted to share that little bit of a success story from us with you from here at PDG Advertising. Hey everyone, that was it. That was the whole episode, the episode 77 of the PDG Advertising podcast. Thank you so much to all two of you who listened to this podcast. I hope there's some more by the time we hit 100 podcasts. It's a privilege to be able to talk about the things that we're doing, and really useful for me to, you know, run through all of the different ups and downs that we've had across the past little while. I'll be trying to do these a little bit more often than I have been doing them, but I really appreciate you for listening. If I had one final request, it would be that perhaps if you really liked this episode, then do give it a like, share it, comment on it. I'd love you to comment with any questions that you have about digital advertising, wherever you see it, on whatever platform that you see this podcast or a clip of it. And if you do, I'll be sure to get you in the queue to either come on to the podcast or to ask or to have your question answered. So thanks again for listening. Really appreciate you for listening, and looking forward to the next episode of the PDG Advertising podcast. Have a great day, week, and month ahead.